Oscar Wilde and a Death of No Importance by Giles Brandreth, narrated by Bill Wallace.
What a lurid life Oscar does lead, so full of extraordinary incidents. What a chance for the memoir writers of the next century. Max Beerbohm, 1872 to 1956. From the previously unpublished memoirs of Robert Sherard, France, 1939. My name is Robert Sherard, and I was a friend of Oscar Wilde. We met in Paris in 1883 when he was 28 and already famous, and I was 21 and quite unknown. "You must not call me Wilde," he said to me at that first encounter. "If I am your friend, Robert, my name to you is Oscar. If we are only strangers, I am Mr. Wilde." We were not strangers, nor were we lovers. We were friends. And after his death, I became his first and his most faithful biographer. I knew Oscar Wilde and I loved him. I was not by him in the poor room of the poor inn where he died. I had not the consolation of following to the nameless grave the lonely hearse that bore no flowers on its pall. But as many hundreds of miles away I read of his solitary death, and heard of the supreme abandonment of him by those to whom also he had always been good, I determined to say all the things that I knew of him, to tell people what he really was, so that my story might help a little to a better understanding of a man of rare heart and rarer genius. I am writing this in the summer of 19...